This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Yeti.
.com/awesomegamesdonequick.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I assure you that is no longer happening when this comes out.
I know.
I mean, it'll happen eventually. But
it'll happen a couple months.
There'll be another one. Yeah.
Have you looked at the ones that are going on as the time we record?
No. The only thing I know about it is like the weird chat thing. But
The shirts this year are kind of good. Like there's a Bloodborne one that like is very tasteful. It's just, there's no text. Hmm. It's just Maria like doing swords. And there is
Maria,
a good
comma, sorting.
Yeah. Sorry. Maria got sorted. And then they keep doing the ones that are like the Final Fantasy IV style illustrations. And this one is, it's like Cecil versus Golbez.
Hmm.
It looks very cool.
Oh, this is a cool one. This is, it went away, but there was one with Dynamite Hetty on it.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. It was very like a cool, I was about to say tastefully done airbrush, but nothing has ever been tastefully airbrushed.
It is a tasteful, a tasteful Dynamite Hetty.
Yes.
Perhaps the most tasteful piece of Dynamite Hetty, art that's ever been made.
So the Yeti, guess what? It's a snow ape.
Yeah. I don't like Yetis very much.
No. There's definitely a fascination. And we talked about this, right? You know, the idea that Bigfoot is interesting, but Sasquatches are not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like the idea of this, it's just like a snow cryptid. And like, this is not, I'm not trying to shit on any mythology this comes from.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right.
Like, you know, I understand that some of these things are.
It's real fucked up you said that about Yetis.
Yeah. I don't mean to offend Yeti culture. I mean, there are people who, you know, it's like, oh, like this was a cool monster in our culture.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just don't think it's that like that cool of a monster. Like it, the monsters that are generally just kind of like large, angry apes.
Yeah.
Don't do it for me very much.
No. Although this does have a very good clause of a sentence, and it's the very first one. Sometimes confused with the abominable snowman. Hey, yeah, dog.
Same.
Did you say same?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like those are synonyms. What are you doing?
Like I just like the idea of like if they're not synonyms.
Yeah.
Synonyms.
Yeah.
The abominable snowman as a snowman is really great.
Hmm.
Like a great image, and I haven't thought about that guy in a long time. You know, just as like, oh, it, you know, you could have saved her. I gave you all the clues, but huge. You know, like just a big, you know, that not the Rankin Bass snowman. That's just a Yeti. Uh-huh. With the three concentric spheres.
Right. Like the Jack Frost and not the Michael Keaton version.
Like a mega Frosty.
Yeah. Although like the Michael Keaton Jack Frost was just like a standard ass.
He's like a dad, snowman. Right?
What's that?
He's like a dad.
Yeah. So the Michael Keaton Jack Frost, he was a blues musician who played in a solely Christmas themed band, which at best seems like it would be extremely seasonal work. I don't know why it keeps him away from his kids.
It's just seasonal, but like you can only play in a couple bars of that shit, man. Like you're already limited to blues bars. Who
yeah. I learned a new word in this. Spoor.
Oh yeah, like the like trail or shit or
Yeah. Tracks. Yeah. So something I had no idea. I guess it's like the trail that like Wolverine would follow or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just to make sure you're getting more than you at your USDX grade amount of X-Men chat. There's an X-Men villain, Magneto's compatriot, the Acolyte, named Spoor. And I Googled it like when I was first got internet access and wanted to learn more about X-Men and consulted my local library. And there's Spoor and Ch'ode. Where people that the X-Men hung out with. It was just like, this is dumb. I'm wasting my life and I plan to waste the rest of it. goodbye life.
This is our android, D-I-N-G-U-S. Wait, Dingus?
D-Ingus.
Yeah.
D-Ingus.
Didn't they hang around with like something like Wendigo too?
They do hang out like Wolverine fights Wendigo when he's up in the Great Canadian North.
Like Wendigos are substantially cooler than Yetis if I'm playing favorites here.
Yeah. Wendigo, the inspiration for Ithaqua, the Cthulhu mythos monster. Ooh. Whereas Yetis are the inspiration for
Umaru.
A pretty good t-shirt. Umaru, a pretty good t-shirt company and a pretty bad microphone company.
So, Yetis, the microphone, Blue is the company.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to make a joke.
Okay. Well, and I thwarted you.
It's a success.
Yeah, it's revenge for last episode.
Seems that's fair enough. You win this round, Yeti.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.